Unit 4, page 42. Reading. Exercise 4.
I had a problem recently, so I asked a friend to help me. She immediately said, "Think outside the box." I've heard that expression so many times, but what does it really mean? And how can you learn to do it? Thanks.
Hi, Jake. Great question. To understand thinking outside the box, we need to start by asking what the box is. We can demonstrate this in an interesting way by looking at the puzzle here. You have to join all 9 dots using only 4 lines and not lifting the pen from the paper. In the answer, the idea of outside the box is illustrated nicely. No one said you have to stay inside the box of the 9 dots. But if you do, you can't solve the problem. Go out of the box and you can solve it easily. So, thinking outside the box means moving away from your usual way of thinking. It means thinking creatively, thinking in a different way. Now, what about tips on how to do it? Changing your way of thinking isn't easy. You have to work hard at it, but it can be done. My first tip is, if you're a little stuck, get out of your box, physically. Leave the room, go for a walk, take a shower, run, anything that takes you away from the paper or screen in front of you. Steve Jobs did it, so did Tchaikovsky. And most likely many other successful people. Second, try brainstorming, i.e., thinking of as many alternatives as you can without judging or evaluating them. Imagine you want to earn some money. You'll probably think of things you could do, like washing cars or working in people's gardens. But sit down and make a list of other things people do that can make money. Write articles for online publications, make lemonade and sell it to passersby, whatever. Keep a completely open mind and you could find some great answers. Third, in order to think creatively, you need to do a lot of, well, thinking. Play word games, do puzzles like Sudoku, anagrams, crosswords, whatever you prefer. Like a muscle, the more you use it, the stronger it becomes. You can also give yourself challenges, like thinking of different uses for household objects, books, old shoes, plates you don't want anymore. It trains you to look at things from a different angle. So, make sure you train your brain. Last but not least, talk to a lot of people, including kids. Older people have experience that could help you think of something you would never think of. Kids can think outside the box because they're too young to know what the box is. Have fun!